You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to my show. So this is Mediumship Uncovered with Donna Young. So I'm here in Sydney. We're traveling. I'm actually having a few days off, which is really good. So I haven't really done that for a long time. So I was just reading in Picton yesterday, and we're going to go and see a friend in hospital. So we'll be doing that today. So wishing him all a healthy recovery, so, and a speedy recovery. So, okay, today, I have a caller coming in. I also have a lot of information to give about the coming week. So Spirit started showing me this morning how this week, the coming weeks, energy's changing. Energy's coming with a lot of excitement to do with change. So I'm seeing an organ where we're organizing, and where it's kind of already been happening, where people with maybe the wrong intention, so are kind of being shown in the spotlight, and where there's people who have been trying so hard and working so hard for so long on certain projects or certain things close to their heart, and I'm seeing things finally coming into fruition. There's also a lot of people out there at the moment who are having to take a really good look at their situation, how they're living, what they're doing, and really thinking about, right, how can I change this? How can I make things better for me in the future, or for us, or for my family? And I'm seeing big changes around so many different people, and it's exciting. A lot of us might be actually stepping out into no man's zone, where it's quite scary and frightening, but just trust that Spirit's always there and has your back. So, okay, I have Dee from Boston, US. How are you?
Hi, Donna. So good to hear from you. Thank you for having me on your program. I'm so excited.
Thank you for coming, and thank you for following me also.
So, yeah, no problem.
So welcome. So how I work is I communicate directly with Spirit. So they'll come through, they'll give all the information I need to know, okay? You can give me feedback, because then they get quite chatty and they give more information as well. And you can ask for someone in particular as well, okay? Is there someone that you'd like to hear from? I am getting like a mother figure, and I feel like this may have been an auntie, if that makes sense.
Oh, no. I'm not sure about an aunt. Well, my aunts are alive. My grandmother passed away.
That's okay, because I'm getting this. Yeah, that's okay. I'm getting actually, because she's saying that I'm getting this aunt is linked with the grandmother. So I'm getting your grandmother and her sister. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and they've both come through together. And and she's talking about being with her sister, if that makes sense. This grandmother. Yeah.
Wow.
And they're both there together. And this grandmother comes through. She's very chirpy, like quite lovely and excited Aww. Too, because she's talking about where she didn't really believe in this. She wasn't quite sure what happened. And she's saying it's totally different to what she knew and what she learned. And she's talking about also, and I'm also getting the sister, was there problems with her mobility?
Yeah, she was paralyzed.
Yeah, because she's saying, I can walk now. She's saying, I can walk
wow,
now, I'm okay now. And
oh,
the Yeah, and the grandmother's talking about where there was a lot of health issues with her also. Because she's talking about a lot of issues and she's saying that she needed a lot of care. And she's talking about, yeah. And did the auntie pass before your grandmother?
Yes, she did, yeah.
Because she's saying that my sister come and got me, and she said it was so, and she was actually seeing her quite a lot before she actually passed, and where she was coming to her where she could actually walk, and she was telling your grandmother how lovely it was over there, and this gave your grandmother a lot of peace she had Alzheimer's. So when people have Alzheimer's, what happens is they spend a lot of time in the grey area, so in that in-between place. So it's actually really beautiful for them, but it's just the family really struggles with the Alzheimer's, okay? And this who have had a stroke or gone into a coma or so many different things, we don't feel any pain when we pass. Spirit takes us on the other side. So now they're both talking about has there been worries around your like work?
Well, I haven't been working for the past 2 years, but I see a famous talk show host. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And so you worked for them? Is that right?
No, I didn't work for them. I just haven't worked in 2 years.
Okay, because I'm seeing an offer coming up. I'm actually seeing an offer coming up for you, and I feel like this is – and did you have your own show in the past?
I applied to be on a podcast. I've done like video vlogs with different topics, just me practicing being on camera and getting my friends and family's feedback and support. I just haven't really made it big. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm actually getting a look in or an interview, and I feel like this is to do with it's something to do with reality TV, okay? And
seeing,
yeah, so reality TV, and I feel like you will kind of, you won't get it paid so much, but I feel like it will actually get you recognized and get you known to be at where other things will just come to you from that. So it's almost like where you will end up on this show and where it will then you'll have people help you get out there and even get funding from other organisations to be able to they will pay you to actually get out there and get known and to advertise people's stuff kind of thing. But I'm seeing this unfolding over the next 12 months, but they're talking about where you need to apply for things, you need to get yourself out there because it's almost like you've gone into a little bit of a stalemate and where you've kind of lost confidence in yourself. Does that make sense? And they're saying just go for it, because I do feel like, and I'm seeing you applying for things that you usually wouldn't maybe apply for, and getting one of these things that you usually even wouldn't apply for, because it's almost like you think, oh, I probably wouldn't get that, but you do. Okay, so just go for it. Okay. And I'm just seeing this bringing a lot of money to you and a lot of attention. So also protect yourself and look after yourself through that time as well. So it was lovely to meet you, Dee. Some of my friends call me Dee also. So just know that this auntie and this great auntie and this nan is around you all the time. They're okay. They're okay. So okay. Well, it was lovely to meet you. No worries.
Thank you so much, Shana. God bless.
Bye, Dee. Okay, so all of those who don't know about the other side. So when I was 16, I spent a lot of time on the other side in the grey area. So when we're very unwell, or if we're in a semi-induced coma, or if we're injured, or whatever, or we have dementia or some kind of disease that we're not in our mind, what happens is our soul leaves our body. So we don't feel any pain. We don't feel anything when we pass. So quite often when someone's sick in the bed or sick there, when we're standing next to them and they're about to pass, a lot of the time they are actually standing next to us. They're not actually still in their body. So Spirit just wanted for me to relay that message to you guys today. So anyone who would like to book with me, you can book with me on mediumdonnayoung.com. I'm also on a beautiful website called magicgift.com. It's M-A-J-I-K gift.com. Anyone who wants to do this kind of work or even experiment or try, it can even be someone who's been doing this for a very long time but want to try something new with a new audience or new people, you can actually register on there on the International Spiritual Training Center. It's the first in the world where you can actually be a trainee or a mentor or both and actually try out things and do readings with real life customers and get feedback as well. And you can also nominate to have a mentor sit in as well in a certain area. I'm in there as a mentor. I might even try things as a trainee in certain areas that I've never tried before. So join, have a look around, have a sticky beak, and I'm really enjoying the platform. So hope to see you all again next week. Thank you for following my show, Mediumship Uncovered. See you next week.